morning sickness. Morning sickness.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It is 5:45. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Big Dick Toledo. And we skipped a day. We ditched one. You guys ditched one. I had a nightmare. So I got all these people emailing going, why are you on vacation? How come you didn't say really? We weren't on vacation. Sunday night, I went to the Canelo Alvarez fight up in Vegas Saturday. And so on Sunday, evidently, let me tell you first off, Vegas this weekend, if there was a convention in town, it would have been called the Sad Black Woman Convention.
What?
Every I think, I'm not a statistician, but I think every black woman in America was in Vegas this weekend because the Friends and Lovers show was supposed to happen. Right. Those bastards canceled that thing as everyone was landing. Friday, it was supposed to happen Saturday. I mean, it's Janet Jackson, Usher, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige. This was a lineup. And everyone on the plane, I actually said to myself, when I got on my flight to Vegas, it's an awful lot of heavy set black ladies in this plane. What is going on in Las Vegas this week? I had no idea the show even was happening.
Twerk Fest?
Oh, it would have been Friends and Lovers. I mean, it was appealing to the ladies of.
Nelly Furtado, Mary J. Blige.
I don't know how Nelly Furtado did that, but yeah, TLC was there. I mean, you look at that lineup.
Jodeci.
I started looking like, man, I want in on this. If you were a single black man, you were going to get laid at Friends and Lovers. Anyway, Friday, evidently they're like, oh, it's going to be too windy tomorrow, which I've never heard in my, you know, they always say rain or shine. They don't bring wind into the equation. Too windy, whole thing's canceled, and all these people are checking into hotel. I mean, the airport, I was on the one side. I didn't go through the main part of the airport, but it was heavy set. I'll say heavy set black ladies wanted to see that show, and a lot of them. I don't think they needed to worry about wind. I don't think those women have ever worried about not being anchored down ever. But the vision of it all was a very... And then the lobby at the hotel is very upset. They're not there to gamble. They're not there. They're for dinner. They're there to go see the show and to pull a little black D back to the room. And that's exactly what was going to happen. And man, oh man, there were some sad people.
And so, why did it cancel?
Wind. The wind.
Oh.
It was too windy. So all these rumors of wind, and it's like, it's windy, but I don't think it was that bad. And we've put concerts on when there's too much wind. You're just not allowed to have those scrim things up, the big, you know, the banners and stuff. I don't know. It wasn't windy enough but they kept saying 60 to 80 mile an hour winds. I never leave the room or the casino, so I just only know from looking out the window. Not too bad. And then I had to walk to T-Mobile, and walking through outside Vegas, meh. Breezy, maybe, Windy? No. So I just, all I could think about was these poor black ladies that were dying to see the show and everything seemed fine. Well, what I didn't know was it was really windy up high somehow and it was screwing up the show, the plans for every black lady in America, and then all the flights starting Saturday afternoon to Sunday afternoon were basically, if they were coming into Vegas, they were going somewhere else. They were diverting flights here, you know, L.A., everything else. Nobody knew that, you know, this was going on. And you go to the airport.
There's some trees blown over here.
Oh, it wasn't like that bad, but it was, you know, it was all right, I thought. But evidently up high, it was crazy. Like, you didn't even see it with, like, trees and stuff. It was just a windy day. No big deal. So I get my phone text on Sunday that says, and my buddy Jim was there, and I text him, I said, how was the flight? Is it as windy as they're saying? He goes, I haven't left yet. And he left the thing at 11 in the morning, and I think it was like 2. He's like, I haven't left yet. And I'm like, we're delayed. And I'm like, oh, okay. So no planes were coming in, so I flew JSX, which, by the way, still rules, but I'm going to tell you a story that JSX needs to raise their prices. They need to raise their prices. It's
getting riff-raff, huh?
Little too affordable. Little too affordable for the old riff-raff. The whole point of paying a certain amount is to avoid the riff-raff. They were there. Anyway, so yeah, I get the text Sunday afternoon. My flight's supposed to be 7 o'clock. I get the text says, hey, your flight's been delayed till 8. I'm like, all right, that's no big deal. Flight's been delayed till now. Well, I got the room till 7 Sunday night. So I'm scrambling. I'm like, well, this thing's going to get... They don't have a plane. They even said it. We don't have a plane. In one of the texts, we have to wait for one of our planes to free up its schedule to come back because your plane is still, like, in different spots from yesterday. So I'm like, all right. So I'm waiting. I get in the room straightened out, watching the Tom Brady roast on my phone, just sitting there waiting. Your plane's been delayed till 9. Your plane is standby for cancellations. And I'm like, oh, we're doomed. Like, this sucks. 10 o'clock. All right. So I leave finally. It says 10:20. I leave to go to the airport, sit there. Doesn't really take off till like 11. Land about, and it goes this weird all the way around route, get down 11:30. The valet kid, probably close to 12, valet kid has a car. He has to find all the keys. He's not the normal valet because I think they close right. I'm standing out there till 12:30. I'm like, God damn, I've just been kind of half in, half out all night. Told these idiots, I'm like, I don't think this is going to happen in the morning. Didn't get home till like 1:30. I don't know. It was brutal. So I said, screw work. And that's why we weren't on yesterday. So, and that's a good feeling to say. I couldn't. It would have been different had I known my flight was going to be at 11. I could have, like, mapped out a nap or something. Yeah. But you're constantly on call. Like, we got to go in, like, 15 minutes. We got to go in, like, 15 minutes. And then you get ding. Nope. All right. Sit back, relax for another 25. We're going to go in about 45 minutes. Nope. Ding. So every hour, I'm picking up the bags and leaving. And it was brutal. Get on the plane. Now. Megan's sitting in the very back of the plane. I'm sitting in the front of the plane. By design.
Okay.
So I get a text. And the JSX planes are just one side's a window, the other side's a window, and the middle is a table. Or like a countertop. There's only one side per thing. So you're not like sitting by each other or anything. You get your space. I get a text that says, you need to come back here. There's an open seat next to me, and you've got to hear this. She goes, it's just for the show. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, I don't really kind of like my seat, but I got to know what's going on back there. It's proof that people don't care about each other at all, because this would have been something that you would have wanted someone you care about to not be part of. So I tell the stewardess, hey, I'm going to move in the back, okay? And she said, that's fine. She goes, just can't move back and forth. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I go into the back. And I'm just getting a look. And the lady behind me's nose is so stuffed up and so wet. It's the worst case COVID I've ever heard in my life. That every inhale sounded like this. Every single time she took a breath in. And I'm like, oh. Not to mention... She had a regenerative, never-ending bag of Lay's potato chips that she couldn't find one. She just couldn't. I can't get that one chip I have. Ah,
It was a symphony.
And I'm like, this is the worst thing ever. People are getting earplugs. You can't not hear this the entire time. Now, we're sitting on the tarmac in Vegas for about 30 minutes. I'm like, how many goddamn chips are in the bag? Finish it off.
It's like a magic bag.
That's what I said. Regenerative bag of chips. It's just a
plug. It made more.
It's horrifying. It lasted.
She had her own internal dip for those chips.
Oh, she's, and then I heard, you want to go with it?
Oh, here we go.
The salt. And the. So then they come by. And by the way, JSX, so the stewardess that was there that night, I understand you had a rough day. F*** you with your, I'm not getting up, it's too windy. There was no wind by the time we took off.
I'm not doing any drink or beverage. Just waters if you want one. I'm not getting up.
She's basically said, it's too windy, too risky. That flight was as smooth as it could possibly be. It was nighttime. The wind had ended. So she pops by and she decides towards the middle of the flight she's going to come by with a little thing of chips and stuff, snack bags.
Oh,
that's always broad news.
Yes, who can't wait to grab hold of those?
The chip horn.
Snot just pouring down her throat. You can hear it. It's overwhelming the engine sounds. The compressed air, which normally kills the sounds around you. Nope. Her snot is that loud. Then it kind of ends for a second, even though you can still hear. I hear.
Come on.
She's making wet mouth with whatever gloop just came up from her throat.
What a slob.
And all I could think of was, you know, you pay a higher fee to ride on a plane like this. And evidently it's not high enough to keep that away. Blow your goddamn nose. Get up, get in that tiny bathroom and just blow it out.
So apparently we're going to be off on Friday too because we're going to have COVID from this.
Oh, I've got the worst case of COVID you could ever imagine. Not enough echinacea in the world to fend off the Wuhan, China, whatever she brought onto the plane. And another thing, it's about time somebody told Mexican ladies, those colors don't match. There's just too much. You're wearing too many colors.
You don't like?
You look like a church window. Come on. I was so angry at her. It was horrible. It was just so wet the whole time. Get out, get by the valet. There's the church window standing there with her bag of never-ending chips and her stupid husband who looked like the Tostitos guy with Grecian formula in his hair. And all she's doing is just rubbing her nose, both hands, rolling over, rolling over, rolling over each nostril. And there's a glistening effect under the lights of the parking lot as we wait for the valet to go get the car. And I'm just like, she needs to. I hope, I'm going to go ahead and hope for this, like with all I've got, Brady Prady or whoever, that she has COVID and it is the killer one. Now, finally, no one can argue that this COVID doesn't kill.
Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Whatever she has needs to take her off my planet. You can't be in society and be that bad. And I don't care.
And not know it?
Kind of she knows it. You have to be aware of it. It's called self-awareness.
Yeah.
I have a huge nose. I know that. I'm not going to wander around and go, you know, I should probably be a nose model. I'm aware of my shortcomings. When you have snot running down your face so hard that every inhale, you bring some back, could blow your nose. If your face is making noise, fix it. It's fixable. 23 years on the air. We keep hearing Brady's nose whistle.
That's nothing on this. I mean.
Oh, I would pray for that lady to just have nothing but Brady's nose whistle. When your face makes noise, be conscious of it. She's brutal. And stop dressing like church windows. It was a crazy combination this weekend. Two of the best Mexican fighters in boxing fought each other. So all of Mexico was there. Friends and lovers, Saturday night. Every black woman in America was there. And half of the Mexicans were disappointed because they wanted Jaime Munguia to beat Canelo, but I don't think they were that upset. But I will tell you this. Mexican people, your reputation of having a lot of babies, you guys did nothing to stop that. I've never seen more people pushing baby strollers in my life, and it's like, all right, well, all of Mexico's here. This makes sense.
Were they gathered out front of the T-Mobile Arena like a ride at Disney, all the strollers? Went in to go for the fight?
On the way into the Aria, there was a pack of them, and I thought, is there some sort of convention for children? Is this a ride? Yeah, T-Mobile didn't have like a daycare. What do you mean you don't have daycare? What are we supposed to do? Did you not see the sign? Alvarez v. Munguia? I mean, we're going to have kids. You know what I don't think has ever been uttered in the nation of Mexico? My wife and I are trying, but we just can't get pregnant. Whatever we're doing here in the States to have all these, like,
they're gifted
fertility doctors and whatever, go to Mexico and just ask what's going on. I mean, kids with kids. I mean, there was a kid with a baby stroller, and I swear to God this is true, pushing another baby stroller. Like, he was in a stroller. His hands were on a smaller stroller ahead of him. He's leaning ahead, and his mom's pushing a train of Mexicans. And I'm like, man, do you guys not know that I'm a bigoted white? I can see you. You're just creating the stereotype and making me laugh hilariously. And by the way, I have a table at Javier's. I know you want it. It was crazy. Vegas never doesn't deliver. I mean, there's always something. But the bad thing was all the ladies that were going to go see the Friends and Lovers concert still wore their outfits Saturday.
Yeah, brought them.
Usher was going to hand out a lot of herpes Saturday night because those ladies were ready to go. Snoop Dogg just started showing up at places and playing. So the hope was wherever you were standing, Snoop Dogg would just show up because he felt bad. Like, we should have done this. Like, something happened. That show didn't get canceled because of wind. Like, you can make adjustments. They were worried about the stage. I guess Vegas doesn't need another festival thing to go sideways. But you can just, all you got to do is take down all the
banners
and those things on the stage that kind of would blow the stage over. You used to cut holes in them, make sure that they didn't blow away. But at the worst case, you just take them away. But most of the time, those big scrim things have the name of the artist on them. So I'm wondering if Janet, Usher, somebody said, I'm not going on stage unless it's got my stage show on there. And then it just started to trickle down. Well, if she doesn't have...
Or it's going to mess with my hair.
If she gets hers, I get mine. Yeah, it would have just been... There would have been weaves floating around like it was 99 Luftballons. It would have been like one of those Chinese lantern ceremonies, only weaves. The wind was bad, but weaves were going to start floating around in the air. It's like, what is that? It looked like sky jellyfish of hair just floating around. It was an interesting weekend, though. I enjoyed it very much because visually you can't lose. Yeah, there's no way Mexico has infertility clinics. There's no way. I've never seen more babies in Vegas than I saw this weekend, and they all and not one was at the fight. So I don't know whether Brady's right. There was a holding pen. There was somewhere I didn't see where all those babies. They just left them in the room. Maybe that's what that one kid pushing the other kid was doing, like training. Like, all right, here's how your little brother gets around. I know you still need one too, but while we're gone, he goes in the little one and you push him around. Just get used to being a daddy. And probably more babies made over the weekend while the Alvarez-Munguia fight happened because, man, oh man, there were a lot of babies. You guys are baby makers. That's what I'll tell you. I'm just going to let you know. That's a culture of baby makers.
We've been trying for days.
I mean, I walked the apartment building for hours wondering what to do, and finally she said she was pregnant. There's no way there's an infertility. There's the poorest man in Mexico is an infertility doctor. No one ever comes. My business is not thriving. There's no way. And if you're an infertile Mexican woman, you're like the opposite, but you might be. You know,
a unicorn,
the Virgin Mary all over again. Like, she's,
my God, she's the one. She cannot get pregnant.
And I know for sure it actually exists, but she's not making any noise. She's not. She's like, it's just not a thing.
We can't. My wife's got endometriosis.
No, not a thing. Not in Mexico. There's no way. Now, the snot-faced lady should never get pregnant because no one should ever get close enough to her. She's patient zero.
Was Spirit overbooked or something? Dude, so they had to find some way to get out of there? Or
scariest
what?
Part of my night, Brett, was when they said they might have to cancel. And I'm like, I got to scramble to get on another flight. And I started looking at those places.
Oh.
And that's when I started to text you guys and just say, probably not going to be in tomorrow. There were a couple
Spirit
options.
Spirit didn't stop service.
Rental yeah, no, car places are already closed.
Spirit's like,
we got a big wind problem tonight, so we're just going to drive all the way over there. This is, might as well be a bus anyway.
No, there was yeah, Spirit, with those yellow birds were just getting pushed all over the air, watching them leave the airport. Like, Spirit seems to be going. Allegiant, Spirit, those guys were just cutting through the mess.
Not like anybody on this plane has much to live for anyway, so let's get this bird in the air.
But yeah, it was an interesting Sunday night. So yeah, yesterday I just quit. I'll be honest with you, my spirit was broken. I quit. I was done by 12:30, and I can stay up late and do the show. I've done it a million times, but it was just something about it was just drained me to no end, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to get in. Once the plane actually said, "Okay, we're leaving," I'm like, "I can probably pull this off," but I was so. I was done. I quit. I gave up on the next day already. I did not have forward momentum enough to go, God, can't wait to get up in 2.5 hours and start work. I quit.
Then when you landed, you were like, my God, Megan, the valet is just
well, that's the only way to park, Brady.
I know.
You can't help it. You're
but
not
when
even,
it's backed up.
It's not even snotty. Like, there's no, you know, there's no Brady section. I'm not paying that. There's none of that. You're paying that. You're going to get your valet. And if you don't, and then the people were pulling cash out and they have an app, the whole thing. That's when I got bougie. They have an app. If you just hit go, they'll get your car and it'll wait for you.
Now get out of the way.
The valet kid's getting argued with.
Now my flight with him shouldn't JSX.
We're separate from JSX, ma'am. We're our own company. We just work outside of there.
Well, that's not right.
You have to take that up with JSX, ma'am. I've got 14 other people. Hey, all, please.
I want to talk to somebody.
It's midnight. Nobody's here. Go home.
How many more 64 Impalas were in the valet?
Not here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, there were. I didn't notice that. But maybe there were a lot of Escalades. I will. And baby carriers. Nobody on the. Nobody. That's a good thing. JSX doesn't have. There's no baby.
Oh, thank
return.
God.
They're underneath a craft.
But man, all I thought to myself was. Whoever that investor was that pulled the plug on SetJet is my truest enemy of all time. Because I've got death COVID. That lady handed over the worst case of COVID on a small recycled air. I mean, there's only 25 seats on the whole plane. All of us have it. I have the worst case of it because it's in my ears forever first. That's never going away. Real COVID, you lose your taste and your smell. Crazy church window lady COVID that I've got, you lose your ability to hear anything but her snot and her bag of chips.
You're praying it's just ringing in the air rather than the chips. Yeah. I'll take the ringing.
I'd like to go deaf, but one of my last memories of hearing will be. I just want to tell him, just like, dude, you don't hear the bag. You're making so much noise. Oh, it wasn't even sniffing. It was just snot going rolling down, and then she'd breathe just enough to bring it home. Ah!
What a pig.
I'm going to Mexico. I'm starting an infertility clinic, and I'm also going to do a wide eye for the Mexican lady, and I'm just going to say, too many colors. Your quinceañera ended 35 years ago. There's no possible way you want to stand out like this.
You don't think I look nice?
No. You look like a color swatch. You're all of them. I know you're trying to match, but you can't match all of them. Too many colors. It's never been told to a Mexican woman in her 50s. You're wearing too many colors.
Chihuly did a nice job on your dress.
Yeah, Chihuly would turn back and go, whoa, I'm throwing this one out. And it's from head to toe. The whole thing. Tights. Her body tights were church window, and she wore a purple coat. A yellow and purple and red and green shirt that didn't have the same pattern of the pants. And I'm like, what's going on over there? Snot flying all over. I guess that's just because when the snot drips down, it'll just blend in as another color on her. Bob Ross's hands had less color on them. It's crazy. I hate her. I hate that woman. I just hate her. I hope the COVID not only kills her, but slow and painful. I'll gladly take her COVID if you know what my last words will be? At least I know she's dead too. That I'd be fine with that, because if it kills me, it certainly killed patient zero. If she dies, I'll gladly die too, knowing it was worth it. Every bit of it. If I have to take that, I'd rather have been in a plane crash than the COVID she's got to have in my brain. It's going to be less painful to crash a plane then.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It was Air Disasters. It should have been an episode of Air Disasters. In fact, Air Disasters should do a perfectly good flight with that bitch sitting behind you snorting and eating chips. And salt and carbohydrates make mucus. You're making it worse.
Flared it up.
She could have just asked for a glass of milk and some ragweed. It would have been. I hate her. I hate her. Hate her. I hate her.
Blech.
Anyway, that was my weekend. That's why we missed yesterday. What'd you guys do? Anything good?
Nothing compared to that.
Yeah, just sit around and enjoyed your life. That was the worst.
Ugh.
At least she didn't stink. That would have been the. Like, add one last thing to it if she smelled, too. But that is the part of JSX. I don't think you're going to get too many stinky people. They do have a price. They've priced out smelly, but they haven't priced out gross. And that's, we got to price that out. Got to price that out. Because I've sat next to stink before to Chicago, and that was rough. But, yeah, JSX is a nice thing. But SetJet, man, I tell you what. One dude just I miss you so much. I miss you so much. It was such a good idea. And then you would have just been sitting on a private jet and someone would have said, ma'am, do you need a towel for your nose?
I'll take a tissue.
It's not going to be enough. You need a beach towel. You are a mess. And by the way, I don't know what this color pattern is, but it's going to make us all puke. I hate her. I hope her husband listens. I hate your wife. Passionately. And then the good side was I did watch the Tom Brady roast. Now, if you remember a couple weeks ago when they said that was going to be live on Netflix, I was like, ugh. Everybody's going to
see. That'll be interesting.
No editing? Everybody's going to see all of it? Rob Gronkowski took all the. I don't know if you guys watched it. All the chances you can take. He made joke after joke about who's the other receiver? There was Amendola, Welker. Who's the other white one?
Hernandez?
No, the other white one. I forgot his name. Julian Edelman. So he's sitting there and he's talking about how he and Tom are gay and constant. Yeah, just he throws out the R word a couple of times. And I'm like, dude, you're on the desk show for the NFL on Fox. Like, you didn't think for a minute, like, some of this stuff might haunt you? And so far, and I'm thrilled by it, nobody's going after Gronk. Ben Affleck made big jokes about Tom Brady blowing guys. And like,
did his face look different?
Tom?
Ben Affleck.
No, he almost
went viral. People were like asking, you know, the big thing was, did he get plastic surgery to get a new face?
I don't know. What they needed to add to him was a better ability to tell jokes, because he was bad. Bill Belichick was funnier than Ben Affleck.
Oh,
a lot. Jeff Ross, after Ben Affleck got done, said, this is the first time I've ever wished Netflix had commercials, because it was terrible. Kim Kardashian got booed like I've never heard in my life for no reason at all. She went up there in the crowd. She actually shrugged her shoulders and went, come on. Like, the crowd wouldn't let her go. They just booed her. And Kevin Hart's like, come on, stop. It was weird. But Gronkowski and the gay jokes, I'm like, I'm thrilled these are back. Like, I'm thrilled we can laugh at this kind of stuff. Like, making it so a heterosexual man blowing another heterosexual man is somehow offensive again to heterosexuals. That used to be that you're gay. Used to be like, hey, watch it. But now it's like, well, what's wrong with that? I'm like, well, For me, loads of things are wrong with that. Like, if you call me gay, like, that's... No. It isn't bad to be a gay person, but it's bad for me to be, you know, projected into gay stuff. I don't want that in me. But they were doing that, and then Gronk did R-word jokes. They made Aaron Hernandez murder joke after Aaron Hernandez murder joke. And I'm like, this is... And I know roast John Lovitz for no reason at all talked to me. I called me yesterday and we were talking and I'm like, I'm a little shocked that like there aren't corporate people saying, oh, that word, that's one of the taboo ones. Morgan Wallen said it on his porch drunk and had to sit out for a year. They didn't do the, I didn't hear any of the N-bombs, but they made brother jokes. They did, you know, Kim Kardashian had a.
They touched the kiss and the kid.
Not really. No, they didn't do much of that. But I mean, they attacked the Giselle stuff and it was hilarious. And then everybody's trying to make a stink over the one thing when Jeff Ross, Robert Kraft, the owner, was there. Jeff Ross said a thing about like, he walked into my office. He said, it's the best decision that's ever been made. And Robert Kraft said, that's amazing. Do you want a massage? And that's all he said. And then Tom Brady got up and said, don't say that again. And everybody's like, Tom Brady scolds Jeff Ross.
Yeah, I was wondering. He I saw that all over the place that he was pissed off about it, but I'm like, all right, sell it.
Okay. I think there's a certain aspect that they're just like, oh, that's what you took from that? Cool. Run with it. And Jeff Ross yesterday was doing interviews going, he wasn't mad at me at all. He just said, don't do that again. Like, like that made him nervous, or don't go after Robert. Don't get him. Please leave him alone. That's going to be worse for me. That's fine. I've talked to guys. Craig Gass used to write for those roasts. Lovitz. I asked him yesterday. I'm like, before the roast, there's like a thing where you're not allowed to go after something, right? Like the person being roasted says,
guidelines.
Yeah, just don't touch this. That's the only thing we can't do. It's not fair to that person. So Tom Brady would have said, you know, no Kraft massage jokes at all. At all. But Tom Brady was great. There's no way that was just like, whoops, sorry. Like, it would have happened over and over and over. There's a reason not many people went down that road. If you watch the roast, not many of them even touch Robert Kraft's massage. It's the only one. So it's probably something. But Tom Brady, you know, it was.
I'm going to give you one.
It was the
punch.
And
then I'm going to act like I'm shutting it down.
He wasn't mad. And they might have had that. Like, I'll say it. Then you come up and say. Because Jeff Ross laughed and go, okay. Nothing about that was as steamy and controversial as the most controversial joke of the night to me was Tom Brady said Kim Kardashian's here, and I know she was terrified to be here, like I know that, and she's nodding, and he goes, and not because of all this stuff here, because she left her kids at home with their dad. and I thought that was awesome, because that's taken, like, if Tom Brady had a problem with like, you can't make fun of my guy, he went after people who weren't even there. So. And the worst part of the whole thing was Ben Affleck. He was horrible. Just horrible. But the roast itself, those things have kind of died out to me. That was pretty great.
A good one.
And to me, I walked away saying, Tom Brady is getting Giselle. Like, this is his way of throwing a finger at her saying, you know what? In a roundabout way, I'm going to take the hits. So are you. And it's going to look like I'm cool with my life this way. But this is a way to wash off the embarrassment of whatever it is you leaving and us breaking up and stuff.
I was going to ask, so she wasn't there?
No.
Okay. All right.
Her 10 minutes would have been outstanding.
Oh, that, if they could have pulled that off, would have been the coup of all roasts. That would have been awesome. It was good, though. But live, I'm pleasantly shocked that they used a lot of taboo jokes and taboo words. They went down roads that were like, we're not allowed to do that anymore. And it wasn't because, you know, and when Gronkowski, I guess when Gronkowski says the R word, it's like a black guy saying the N word. When it's his, like he's like, oh, okay, he can say it. He's one
it's
of them.
Gronk.
He's one. He can say that. But Gronk was like, it was, and then they kept calling him that. And I'm like, this is interesting. Shocked by it, but I like it. I like that. It kind of makes me feel like normal America had a day where we're like, stop being so uptight. Because even when I asked Lovitz, I'm like, wouldn't you think that you'd be worried about your, as Tom Brady's got that $20 million deal with Fox to do the games, and like he had a few Aaron Hernandez moments. Hinchcliffe had a great joke where he said that too. He goes, Tom Brady's like, I think he was basically saying he was oblivious. I don't remember, but he goes, he's still sitting on the stool that Aaron Hernandez kicked out from under himself. I'm like, that's awesome. We're making fun of a dude who hung himself in jail. Tom Brady told the joke. He goes, Gronkowski gets drafted by the Patriots. And he said, to be honest, the bar for Patriots tight ends wasn't that high at the time. It was block, run routes, don't murder. Brady was great. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm just happy. It makes me feel like, you know, normal society basically said, hey, fringe guys, shut up. We're going to do this anyway. And everybody's going to hear the R word, and everybody's going to hear the uncomfortable jokes, and we're all going to be all right tomorrow. Everyone's going to be fine. It was a Sticks and Stones moment, and it was a win for Sticks and Stones, because we've kind of lost that.
So Tom came out semi-likable still?
Very.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Because when he was with the Patriots, he was just that robot, and then when he went to the Bucks, it's kind of like, oh.
Oh, he went after Belichick. Belichick sitting there was hilarious, because he's been... Belichick's power's been neutered now that he doesn't have any of those guys and he doesn't have a job. And they just kicked him all over the stage. And it was, he had a great sense of humor about it too. Belichick was pretty funny, although in a Belichick way. Like, you're laughing more because it's like, Jesus, this is not his natural moment. And he telling jokes and stuff that were clearly, it was like when Bob Hope got old and you could see him just reading the cue card sideways. Jeez, man, hi. It was good. I enjoyed it. That made my Sunday night a little better until that Mexican church window started to snot. And as a husband, you know who I should be more mad at is the husband not reaching over going, go blow your nose and give me that goddamn bag of regenerative chips. What's wrong with you?
But the bag keeps making more.
I know.
He's got his earplugs in.
Reach in, grab a chip, and get out. What are you digging for? There's nothing but chips inside. Everything you're touching is what you want.
But I want a special chip, so I have to feel them all.
You get a bag of anything. It's all the same stuff. Reach and take the top one. The bottom ones aren't better than the top ones. Same thing. No reason for all this. Anyway, sorry.
Crunch them up and pour them in your mouth.
Or that. I'll take that for a few seconds. At least the bag's gone. This bag was never ending. It was a Wonka bag.
It just keeps making more chips. I will reach for the bottom one.
Oh, missed a day of work. Couldn't take it. Anyway, we're back now. We'll get it all together. You give us a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. I want to hear from the one woman from Mexico who's infertile. I want to build a statue of you. There's no possible way it's real.
Why don't you have Bigfoot call him while you're at it? I mean,
you might be right. You might.
Yes, and I'm also a Bigfoot.
Oh my God, she's one and the same. She's a miracle. Give us a wake up song. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUP. Wake up.
It's out of control now. 98 KUPD.